This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Kerry Kasem.
A good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone who is listening on the internet, streaming live at kbc.com. I am Alan Gervey, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And with me today, as usual, with her hair way up in the sky, is Kerry Kasem. What's up with that do?
It's called my dirty hairdo. Like when you can't wear it down because it's just too oily and dirty, you throw it up and people go, oh my gosh, it looks so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You know, you spend money getting your hair done. Nobody gives you a compliment. It's filthy dirty. You throw it up. It takes 5 seconds and you get a million compliments.
Wow. It looks like there's like bees that are in there. Some kind of.
That's right. See, compliments
birds
like that.
And all kinds of stuff.
Compliments like that.
It's kind of like that picture you took. I don't know if it's on your Facebook page or on one of your websites where you have 100 of them, where you're very elegant and your hair is up and you're holding on to a mic and you've got like the United States flag behind you or something. No,
good one is that?
I don't know.
I do so many speeches now, I have no idea.
Wow, you're popular.
I don't know about that, but I definitely like to speak.
You do, don't you? You like to speak out. There's a difference between speaking and speaking out. And today we're going to talk about speaking out because sometimes it's really important that you speak out, not just speaking. So many people talk just because they want to hear their voice and they don't know what they're saying. But what we really need to think about is people who are speaking for causes, advocating for people who are in need, helping children. And there are so many people who devote so much time to doing that. And today, we're fortunate to talk to two of the greatest citizens in this country. One of them won Citizen of the Year in Malibu. That's the Dolphin Award. And that is Jennifer DeNicola from American Unites for Kids. She's the founder and president of American Unites for Kids. So we're going to talk to Jennifer, and she's in studio. And then, of course, we are going to talk later to Leanne Walters, who has spearheaded the drive in Flint, Michigan to prevent toxins in the water. It has garnered national attention, and we're going to talk to Leanne a little bit later. First, we have to talk about what's still going on in Malibu at the Malibu High School, Juan Cabrillo Middle School. Of course, if you listen to our show, you know that I represent, and this is my disclaimer, I do represent teachers from Malibu High School who have been, in our view and in many others, in most people's view, contaminated by the PCBs at the school. We just had a deposition this week of one of the teachers. She did a phenomenal job. The school district's attorneys were peppering her with questions, and unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and she got Hashimoto's disease, and it's just really crazy that so many teachers have suffered physical and emotional consequences from what has gone on in the Malibu High School. We just won on an appeal on another case of one of the teachers just this week. Came down the appeal and we won. So that has been rendered, that case has been rendered compensable in the workers' compensation sense. It's a compensable injury that my client has been deemed to have suffered as a result of what's going on in the Malibu High Schools.
Can you do a class action with all the teachers or students, or can you do something like that? Is that a possibility?
Well, we're going to talk to Jennifer about that because she has been behind the citizens lawsuit, which is going to trial soon. And she's going to explain to you what a citizens lawsuit. All you lawyers out there, do you know what a citizens lawsuit is? Because if you don't, you should. A lot of you are so involved in your own cases and your clients and you're trying to make money. Some people are out there just trying to help people. And the citizens lawsuit is a means to try to get some action taken so that the children and the teachers are not subjected to dangerous levels of PCBs. And we are going to talk a lot about that. I know, Carrie, you've had a special interest in this because you are concerned. I consider you an environmentalist. I know, you know, your stepfather's been a lobbyist, or your mother's husband.
Yeah, my stepdad. And same with my father. My father was, way out there when it came to environmentalism and humanitarianism and everything like that. So it kind of rubbed off on me.
And in the past, we've talked to Aaron Brockovich on the show. We've talked to Joe Kennedy on the show regarding the Joe Kennedy.
Robert. I know. I'm sitting here going, gosh. I'm
you know, it's so funny. In my ear, they're saying, and I'm just thinking historically. I'm going way back in time.
Way back.
Talking about great-grandfathers and stuff. I call him Joe, but actually we call him Bobby. And we've talked about all these causes that they've been involved with in environmentalism. So a lot of people don't understand what's going on in Malibu High School. There's been a lot of recent publicity. The publicity goes back way back a few years now, but recently in April 2016, this year, there was national publicity in the New York Times, the CBS show in the morning. They did a special on it, and Jennifer DeNicola has been quoted. She has been spearheading on behalf of all the teachers, the parents, the children, everyone. She has been behind the cause to get rid of the PCB so that there are not potentially harmful results as we're seeing day in and day out. Of course, Cindy Crawford, who was on the show last year, took her two children out of Malibu High School because she was concerned. She is on the America Unites Advisory Council and is acting spokesperson for the organization, and they have a big event coming up this Friday, May 20th. This Friday, you will have, I just want to bring you in now, Jennifer, because I know you've got a lot to say, but let's talk about the event this Friday, because it's really important that people understand why you are doing this event, why Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber, her husband, are the sponsors, the names. They're presenting American Unites for Kids Champion of Children Awards Gala. Welcome back to Gervie's Law, Jennifer DeNicola.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again, you guys. I appreciate it.
It's always good to have you.
It's great to have you, and it gives me a chance to take a breath now because I know you have a lot to say.
Yeah, so this Friday night in Malibu at the Malibu Jewish Center and Synagogue, we are hosting Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber, and American Unites are hosting the Champion of Children's Awards. It's a gala. It's a Hollywood theme, and it'll be a great night. You can go to our website and get tickets. They're still available. Our website is AmericaUnites.com. And it's going to be a great event. We have three champions of children that we're awarding. Our first one is Congressman Ted Lieu, which is our congressman in this area. The second one is the school district board member, Oscar De La Torre, who has been championing this from the very beginning, saying that, you know, what the district is doing is not okay. And then our third person is Leanne Walters. She is the hero from Flint, Michigan, who uncovered the government cover-up that was going on to keep poisoning children.
And there are so many issues, and we are, we're going to speak to Leanne Walters in about 15 or 20 minutes. But, Jennifer, you make a good point. There are so many issues here, and I guess it begs the question, why are you still here on this show?
Yeah.
Why hasn't this been eradicated? Why aren't the classrooms healthy for the kids to learn and the teachers to teach? Why?
Wow. I mean, I wish I really had an answer, because you're right. The law is very clear. If you have PCBs, they're an illegal use, they have to be removed. They've been banned 40 years ago. And yet, we're here. I'm here because our government and our school district won't do the right thing. They won't follow the law. They won't comply with it. And they're doing, not only will they not do it, but they have spent over $10 million to fight us to remove PCBs from the school, illegal levels of PCBs from the school, that's estimated to cost $750,000 to $1.5 million to just remove it all.
$10 million?
Oh, they're over $10
million. And that's mostly on lawyers?
That's on lawyers. Now, there's been about almost four on lawyers and consultants and PR and
testing,
doing
fake testing.
Fake testing. Testing everything that will not trigger the law so that they can claim it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. But when you got over 50 people, according to the New York Times, 50 people have complained about thyroid cancer, thyroid disease, melanoma, illnesses, hair loss, rashes, headaches, migraines. You know, we've got breast cancer.
Here's the thing, too, that I don't understand. If I had kids that were going to that school and this came out, I would remove them. So, and once you remove all the kids from that school, guess what? What are they going to do? But they're going to have to clean it up. Why are their kids and teachers still, first of all, working there and going there?
That is a really great question. You know, I think it's really hard what's going on because the parents and the kids that are already embedded into the community, that are already embedded into these schools, they don't want to be pulled out. No child wants to leave, you know, their school and their friends and their community.
But that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's who cares? Like the parents, if I had a kid going to a school where there were horrific diseases popping up, sicknesses, the teachers are getting cancer. I would homeschool immediately. Why are they not doing it? What is going on with the parents that they're taking no responsibility?
I wish I could answer that. I think that they're being bamboozled by the district. They're being misled by the EPA. There is absolute gross negligence going on in that school from the administration all the way up to the EPA. And it is absolutely unacceptable. And the only thing I can compare it to, you know, because people don't believe that. Like, who would, you know, right. who the EPA would lie?
Right.
But you know what? Flint, Michigan tells you that that's what they do. They are covering this up.
Right. And we're going to talk about Flint, Michigan and Leanne Walters. She's standing by. We're going to talk about her case. But we have, not her case, the situation in Flint, Michigan. But we have a lot more to talk about with the Malibu situation. It's interesting. You bring up the EPA. You bring up interesting arguments. Both of you say, why don't people wake up? Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people don't want to believe that organizations like the EPA could be lying, could be under political pressure, whatever. Dr. James Dahlgren, a doctor in Santa Monica who is an authority on chemical exposure cases, says the following on his website, just puts it out there. There are thousands of sites where people have gotten sick from industrial pollution and no one noticed. The public health authorities are not equipped or allowed to investigate these tragic situations. EPA and OSHA were an attempt to address these thorny issues. Unfortunately, these agencies are unable, due to underfunding and due to politics, to help the victims of pollution. At the moment, the only method of helping the victims of environmental pollution is to sue. And we're going to talk about the lawsuit involving the Malibu High School as a defendant and the Santa Monica Malibu School District right after this message. Stay with us. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
America. The Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Southern California residents. After 50 years, a landmark fine jewelry store is closing their doors. Cal Jewelry of Long Beach is liquidating their entire fine jewelry and giftware. These are now the final days. Purchase the fine jewelry you've always wanted now at 50 to 70% off. And many fine jewelry items are now 60 and 70% off. Diamond, emerald, blue and pink sapphire, tanzanite, peridot, tourmaline, garnet, morganite, aquamarine, savorite, opal, rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and much more. Diamond stud, inside out hoop, and
halo earrings, diamond bracelets, anniversary rings, mountings, and engagement rings, men's jewelry, estate jewelry, South Sea and freshwater pearls, 14 karat, 18 karat, and platinum, fancy yellow diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. This is a complete wall-to-wall store closing liquidation. Now at 50 to 70% off, including Yardrow and Swarovski collectibles. Cal Jewelry, closing their doors at 6291 East Spring Street, corner of East Spring and Palo Verde Avenue in Long Beach. Open today, Saturday, 10 to 5. Don't miss it.
Dr. Yumin Fong on cancer and City of Hope.
So the reason I came here as a surgeon is that I do robotic liver and pancreatic surgery. That's something actually fairly new. This was one of the very first places to embrace this technology. I'm also a gene therapist. What I do is I redesign nature's viruses to go and seek out cancer cells that are circulating in the body and go and hunt them down and kill them. And now there's a whole new field in science called gene editing. We're now able to go into cells and actually change the genes that are already there. We could go and repair genes that are bad. We can actually turn off genes that are trying to cause too much inflammation and cause damage. Some of the best scientists in the world right now working on those things are here.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
I never understood why vatos like watch like Law and Order and CSI. You know, I always think like, you know, court sucks. Like, court really sucks bad.
You had to live a little too much of that in your life.
No, but think about it. Like, even like jury duty, if you're not in trouble or nothing, court sucks.
Oh, can you imagine doing jury duty? Oh,
I can't.
How awful.
I'm a felon, dog.
Oh, you can't do it.
That's right, fool.
Wow. So, how you been?
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, we're back right here on Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem, and we are talking about the controversy in Malibu High School, One Cabrillo Middle School in Malibu. That is in the Santa Monica Malibu School District, and I'm very familiar with it because I represent teachers who have been wronged in workers' compensation by what we believe to be increased PCBs in the classroom and the failure to remove and remediate the problem. Also, we have to consider the psychological damage that's taking place with the teachers, the students, the parents hearing about this. This has been in the news now for a couple years. We, I believe, go back to 2009 when we talk about when the initial testing was done, which we never heard about. The parents and the teachers, students never heard about what the results were. It only came out some years later. There may have been a cover-up, maybe not, but a lot of people think there were. And we wonder about the consequences of whether or not there's going to be damage. And it's almost like Pascal's wager, and I think I brought this up last time when we spoke about this topic. Pascal's wager, of course, is whether or not God exists, and the person who believes in God is saying, well, I'm going to go with God existing because just in case, God does exist, I want to be on the good side. And it's almost the same thing. One of the board members at the Santa Monica Malibu
School District,
Craig Foster, was quoted as saying that the board has convinced themselves that parents are overreacting. That's what they've convinced themselves. But then when he considered it, he thought, well, in 5 years from now, if the testing wasn't done and if we hadn't been able to show that everything was safe, we're going to be very upset if the consequences, the damages are disastrous, are horrible. And we're seeing it now. We're seeing so many teachers, more teachers than in the average school are being affected both physically and mentally by this. Jennifer, tell us about the lawsuit. We teased it on the other side before we went into the break. Tell us about what the law is doing on this issue.
So because the EPA is the agency that's supposed to be enforcing this law that Congress passed 40 years ago, and they're not doing their job, Congress was smart enough to put inside the TSCA, the Toxic Substance Control Act, a citizen suits provision. What it says is that if the agency isn't doing their job, then a citizen can go to a court, to federal court, and get a judge to enforce the law. And that's what we're doing. This suit is not about money. There is no damages to be paid to us, to anybody. This suit is about getting an injunction from the judge to just follow the law, which would be nice if the district just did on their own, but they didn't. So we're glad that Congress was smart enough to put this in here, and that's what we're pursuing. Our court case happens to be Tuesday.
Wow, it's coming up.
It is. It's been a long time coming because kids for 3 years have been sitting in toxic classrooms, being forced into toxic classrooms. And we're not talking about a little bit. You know, the law says 50 parts per million. And what the law also says is that no parts per million is safer than 50, but 50 is what the regulatory trigger is. We're not talking about 51 parts per million, 58 parts per million. We're talking about 570,000 parts per million that the district's own tests have found in the school. And they want to confine this to say, well, only that exact spot we tested is that material. But everyone knows the same material is used when you build a building. You use the same material
all
throughout
over.
The building. All over.
All over.
But they won't admit it. They're saying, no, it's fine. Just don't test it, because that's their theory. If we don't test anything else, then we will not be liable to remove it.
Now, a consultant for the district, I believe, Doug Doherty, and he's of Ramble Environ.
Yep.
And he said, just because something is present doesn't mean it can cause harm. How does someone say something like that with almost total disregard for if it does cause harm? How are you in this lawsuit and otherwise dealing with that kind of attitude? And also, it seems like the district is doing whatever they can to deflect the real issue, and that's the damages. No, we're not talking about money, folks, here. We're talking about a clean and safe environment at the schools.
Exactly. You know, my son actually has a word for that, for Doug Doherty and scientists like this. They're pseudoscientists. They are paid by defendants. In fact, Doug Doherty has admitted that 90% of the work he does is defense work for chemical companies. This is the same issue. This is, you know, this is smoking years ago when a 70-year-old person would get up and say, well, you know, I've smoked my whole life, every single day, a pack a day, and I don't have lung cancer. Well, that doesn't mean anything, because we know that smoking causes lung cancer. Yeah. We know that PCBs cause cancer. They're group one carcinogens. The World Health Organization, the top, you know, what everyone looks towards to say what's really going on, unbiased, no, you know, government and chemical companies involvement in it. These are group one carcinogens. That's the top of the line for causing cancer. There's no question about this. But not only do PCBs cause cancer, and they're in our schools, they cause things like from lead, lower IQ. They cause problems with your ability to learn, your brain and body development. They cause ADHD, behavioral issues. And we're forcing our kids to occupy classrooms with PCBs.
And psychologically, I was just going to say, psychologically, when you think about this, that has an impact in and of itself, knowing that you're going to school. And Carrie's made this point already today, that how do you deal, if it's your kids or if it's you, with that kind of fear? How does that affect your body?
Absolutely. I mean, it's scary if you think about it. What we're teaching our kids, and one of the things we keep saying to the school board, you're teaching our children that when you're faced with a problem, you turn your back on it, which is the exact opposite that they're trying to teach in this school. You know, if you see something wrong, you want people to do something about it. When you see someone being bullied, they teach them to step in, to get involved and try to stop it, you know, and try to be proactive and don't ignore it. Except the school district is ignoring this problem. They know it's there. They have their own test results, and they're just continuing to ignore this problem and throwing money at it, taxpayer money, $10 million, $4 million on attorneys, just to make this go away.
Isn't there a new study from UCLA hot off the press?
There is. UCLA students conducted a study and found that higher than average persistence of PCB-related diseases in individuals working at the Malibu schools. They found significantly higher prevalence of thyroid and Hashimoto's disease at the Malibu schools compared to the rates in the United States. The study also found significantly higher rates of thyroid disease, Hashimoto's disease, and fertility issues compared with a control population at Oaks Christian School, which was built after the PCB era. And the study goes on.
So here's my question, and I go back to the parents again. How do you get this information into the parents' hands? Do you have a list of all the people who go there and kind of put out a mailing? let people know, hey, this is the study. And if you continue to keep your kids here, whether they get sick now or whether they get sick in 10 years from now, you are now warned. You are now warned. And this is what I say. You are now warned. Take your kids out of school before they get sick or they can get sick, or you will not, you will have no legal standing. That's how I would do it with these parents, because obviously, you know, to me, if somebody said, look, this is a fact, there's PCPs here. This is a fact. Kid, people are getting sick here.
Yep.
If you don't take your kids out now, you will have no legal standing. None. Yep. Zero. And that's what I think, because what you can't, people do not have responsibility anymore. They wait. Oh, well, then I can sue. Then I can make money. And there are parents there. I guarantee it. They're like, well, you know, if my kids get sick, I'll just sue.
You know, I don't know what people are thinking. I think everyone's hoping, you know, we went into this in a gentleman's lawsuit. That's what I call the citizen suit. There's no money involved. This is really about doing the right thing. It's about enforcing the law, interpreting the law properly, not messing around with it and hiring lawyers that can find a little loophole here and there. I think the parents in Malibu are banking that the judge is going to do the right thing. That's what we all hope. That's what's happening here. This is a, you know, this is a David and Goliath fight. You know, we are fighting a school district that has our funds. I mean, our taxpayer, we're pulling out of one pocket, giving to the school district. They're fighting us in order to keep our kids in toxic classrooms. And that's what this thing is all about. This is not just about protecting all these kids in Malibu, but the Harvard study shows that there are 25,000 schools across the nation that could have PCBs. This isn't just a Malibu issue. This is a national issue. And we are trying to ring the bell from the grassroots by sending letters out to everyone. We get this information. You know, we're on Facebook, we're getting into the news, we're getting going on radio stations like yours. We're trying to get this out to let parents know, because they have to know this. They have to know that there's a potential for their children to be sitting in toxic classrooms that will harm their health.
And the other thing, of course, is that you do have, thankfully, the wherewithal to be able to pursue it where other communities in this country just do not have the funding or the backing of people like Cindy Crawford, people like Congressman Ted Lieu, others, Oscar De La Torre, who you're honoring on May 20th, this Friday night. They can't do it. You are pursuing an issue that affects so many kids and so many teachers throughout this country, but this is Malibu, and this is a big deal. People have the wherewithal, as I said, to be able to pursue it. Now, you said that you can't understand how they keep, when you say they, I know you're talking about the school district, how the school districts still fight it.
Yeah.
But they're not all fighting it anymore.
No.
Because we just have recent information that the superintendent, Sandra Lyon, is leaving. And this is what you had to say about this. Is I'm quoting it from the paper, Malibu Times. So, be careful.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer said, we hope that the new leadership will bring common sense to the district and put protecting children and teachers' health as their first priority. Lyon's choices have wasted taxpayer dollars and unnecessarily put kids and teachers' health at risk. For over 2 years, she has forced kids to learn in toxic buildings with a chemical that is known to lower IQ and interfere with normal development, rather than follow the law that requires removal of PCBs, which would protect them.
Good for you.
As you sit here right now on KBC.com and KBC 790, Talk Radio 790, do you stand behind those comments?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I feel bad for where she's going, because, you know, somebody who thinks the way that she does, that it's okay to keep kids in toxic buildings, that it's more important to protect the district's liability, some perceived liability from toxic tort that's not even happening, you know, rather than protect the kids.
Is it a coincidence that she's leaving?
Oh, I don't think it's a coincidence that she's leaving. I mean, she is bailing at the right time, because we have a court case on Tuesday. And, you know, we're moving forward. They tried every legal tactic. You know how the legal tactics work. One thing after another, a little loophole, trying to get
stall,
it dismissed.
Yep.
And you know what? They refuse to deal with the merits of this case. The merits of this case are there are PCBs throughout that school. They are harming our children. They need to be removed, because that's what the law says. It's as simple as that.
Well, I just hope that you are able to move forward, because I know as a lawyer in workers' compensation, representing so many people that are in need of court intervention, the delays, the kicking the pebble down the road occur time and time again. There's always a motion for this or that. So let's keep our fingers crossed that you can get some satisfaction from the courts, because often the judges, it's easier. Some of them are lazy. Some of them would prefer to just have more discovery rather than getting to the crux of the matter. We have to move on, and we are going to be joined after the break by Leanne Walters, who's the mother from Flint, Michigan, who has brought national attention to the plight of her community after they were exposed to lead-tainted water from the Flint River. This has been going on since April 2014. She has brought a lot of attention to the situation. Just like you, Jennifer, she's fighting the good fight. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
False or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Brought to you by Don Francisco's Coffee Family Reserve. The family of Don Francisco's Coffee has been selecting and custom roasting coffees for over 143 years, then personally sample to ensure every bag is worthy of being called family crafted coffee. Try the most distinctive Don Francisco's Family Reserve. Look for it in bags and single serve at your grocer.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
We are back right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. And the outrage continues. We've been talking with Jennifer DeNicola, who is the founder and president of America Unites for Kids. And we have been talking about the PCBs in the classrooms. Of course, as I've stated, as a workers' compensation attorney, I do represent teachers who have suffered both physically and emotionally as a result of what is going on in Malibu at the schools and how the school district has dealt with it. We've brought up the EPA. We've talked about how they're supposed to be really making sure that people are healthy in the workplace, in schools, and apparently, whether it's due to political pressures or lack of funding, they don't seem to be doing the job. And that dovetails well with our next guest, because Leanne Walters has been a champion, and I'm using the word of an award that she's going to be receiving on Friday night, the Champion of Children's Award at the gala that is being presented by Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber in Malibu. She, Leanne Walters from Flint, Michigan, is a mother who stood up to the pressures of the community, of the mayor and the governor, and stood up for the folks who were getting contaminated and continue to be contaminated by lead-tainted water. Leanne, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hi, thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, it's great to have you. And first of all, I want to talk about an award that you're going to be winning other than the Malibu Award, because you're going to be out here. Are you in Virginia right now?
Yes, I'm in Virginia right now.
Okay, and that's another story, right, because you're no longer in Flint, Michigan. We're going to talk about that. But May 16th, Freedom of Expression Courage Award, is that something that you are getting in New York?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And when you talk about the winner from last year, that was Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical magazine. This is a big deal. So people are really recognizing the yeoman's duty that you've done on behalf of the community. And congratulations on that award. Now, How do you feel? I mean, it's a nice thing to win the award, but under the circumstances, did you ever think that it would get this far?
No, I honestly did not. We hit so many roadblocks, and we were defeated so many times. We just kept going. I mean, I'm thankful for where we are now, but we're still not finished.
So tell us about the political situation in Flint, Michigan. Give everyone a background, because here in California, a lot of people listening all over the country, but some parts of the country aren't as familiar with what has become of national concern of the plight of the community in Flint, Michigan.
Well, our water started coming through our tap consistently in January of 2015. When we took it to the city and the state, I was called a liar and stupid to my face that this was not my water coming into my home. And so at that point, it wasn't just my home. We'd seen in a meeting other homes in the same situation, same people experiencing hair loss like we were and rashes like we were. So we knew it was bigger than just our home. And so when we walked away from that meeting, we tried to figure out how do we convince people when you have all this physical evidence. And so we decided to get to the science, because you can't argue with science. And so I started teaching myself all things water and infrastructure, right, and figuring it out.
Yeah.
And in my plight, I reached out to the EPA, and we did get support from one EPA worker, which was Miguel Del Toro. He actually took us seriously. And I figured out by reading all these different reports and talking to him that the city of Flint and the state of Michigan were breaking a federal law. And when he approached the city and the state about it, he was lied to. And then as it went forward, we go further into the story here. When he tried to sound the alarms from EPA, he was silenced by the uppers. His boss.
What does that mean? Tell us how he was silenced, because it seems clear that if there was an issue that involved the environment, that's what the agency's for, and why wouldn't there been some rectification right from the start?
Well, according to the EPA, they had told the state that they needed to add these corrosion controls to stop the water from being so corrosive, and they gave them from April of 2015 until December 2015, okay?
Yeah.
When Miguel put the report together for my home and two other homes that he had tested, two out of the three were over the action level for lead. And when that report came up, he called and said, hey, can I use your information? I said, sure, can I have a copy? And so when I read it, it was very clear to me that nobody was telling people to protect their kids. The city of the state kept saying everything was fine, and people had a right to protect themselves. And so I wasn't trying to get anybody in trouble, but I did get it out to the public. I did go to media, and when we got it out there, and the minute that hit, his boss, Susan Hedman, with Region 5, she was the acting administrator of Region 5 EPA, apologized to the city, apologized to the state, and then Miguel was told that he could not talk to anybody about Flint or anybody from Flint.
And what was Michigan Governor Rick Snyder doing about this whole time?
Absolutely nothing. We were hearing nothing from Governor Snyder at this point in time. We went into a meeting in August up in Lansing with MDEQ and other officials, and they decided they were going to give us 1,500 filters, and that later became the hush-hush filters because we were told we weren't allowed to say where they came from. And so when that happened, I stepped away and said, no, I won't participate with that. Either we tell people or I'm not doing that.
This is Carrie Kasem here. My dad, grew up in Michigan, Casey Kasem, Detroit, and then all of my family moved to Flint, Lake Fenton, and Grand Blanc. So I spent all of my summers and winters in Flint with my grandma, Situ Helen, and, so I'm very familiar with that little town, and it was my childhood. So it's funny, I've been trying to get a bill out there, and of all the places where my dad grew up in Michigan, they're the people not calling me back. They're the, and I'm not saying everybody, but the representatives that I've called out there are not calling me back. So I know, what is happening out there is horrific, and it's so horrible about all these environmental cover-ups, but that's a place that's close to my heart. So you've moved to Virginia, and when did you decide to move to Virginia because of this?
Well, what happened is my husband is military, and so we were restationed. So me and my kids visit my husband 2 weeks out of the month, and we come to Virginia and we spend time with my husband. And then we still live at our house, which is deemed ground zero, in Flint 2 weeks out of the month.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
same thing
scary.
Happened, but my cousin Paul grew up in Flint. moved to Virginia because he went to the military. All my cousins are in the military. Oh. And they're all from Flint. I'm not kidding you. It's like a big military city.
You know, we have Jennifer DeNicola here. And, of course, you know Jennifer because you both are championing causes that are important to the community. Different communities. Obviously, Flint is very different than Malibu. But I want to ask Jennifer about the governor's participation in these issues. Governor Snyder was silent, kind of closing his eyes. They rely on what the EPA says. Governor Brown, here in California, what has he done? Is he turning his back, even though he is supposed to be the environmentalist and he ran his campaign based on being, an advocate for environmentalism?
You know, why don't we challenge him right now to come out about this? Because we've heard nothing from him. We've sent messages, we've sent emails, we've copied him on EPA documents. The only person we have heard from is Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who did come out publicly a couple weeks ago when he was here at Kaiser in Woodland Hills doing a town hall. And he said that the EPA, that our government agencies, our partners, have failed you in Malibu.
And so, I don't understand. You know, people, Governor Brown, he's able to take all the money that he needs to do what he wants to do from the large corporations. You know, I talk about it every week almost on my show, on Carrie's show. We'll just call it Carrie's show, about workers' compensation and how he campaigned to help injured workers, and then he turned his back on them. He campaigns on the environment, then he turns his back. He hasn't even responded. Why do people allow governors like Brown and Snyder, when there are things so important to the community that hit home, and they just disappear? Leanne, has Governor Snyder come around? I know Karen Weaver's the mayor, is that right, of Flint?
Yes, that is correct.
And she has come out saying this state of emergency. What about Governor Snyder?
Well, I mean, he's made a few apologies publicly to the people and has said that his goal is to get the infrastructure fixed and get the service lines replaced. We're still waiting for funding for that. One of the things that he is working on is he wants to make Michigan the model state for the lead and copper rule. Seeing as EPA has not fixed the lead and copper rule in so many years, he actually wants to put together a thing where Michigan will be top-notch when it comes to lead and copper rule and how to do it properly. And he wants to get other governors to sign on to this so that governors can protect their cities even if the EPA isn't.
What were your thoughts on what Hillary Clinton had to say about the situation?
You mean with the Democratic debate?
Absolutely.
Well, in case you didn't see the Huffington Post article, her answer made me vomit in my mouth.
Tell us why.
I don't feel that the question that I asked was answered. Everybody knows that your first 100 days in office is when people are really watching you. So to tell me you're going to come up with a plan for 5 years down the road to make sure this happens and not just for this specific thing, but adding all these other things into it, to me was not acceptable. Neither one of the candidates fully answered the question. So I wasn't thrilled with it.
And Jennifer, I'm sure you share Leanne's disappointment with politicians when they say, oh, we have a 5-year plan.
Absolutely.
Who knows whether that 5 years, and first of all, it's bogus. It's just kicking the pebble down the
street. Kicking the can.
You know, but you need help now. You need cleanliness. You need safety. You need to eliminate any hazards now in both of your situations. So who do we rely upon in the politicians to actually do something?
That is such a great question, because I think that's what's going on in America right now, is that people are really disappointed in our politicians. And that is why Donald Trump and why Bernie Sanders is, they're just resonating with people, because we're sick and tired of listening to politicians say one thing and then do something completely different. It's almost like they're not part of the reality of the rest of us.
Right.
And whether it's in Flint, Michigan, and my husband's from Michigan, or whether it's, in Malibu, it doesn't really matter. You know, all children deserve to be protected. All people deserve to be protected. And if our government's not going to do our job, it's left to people like Leanne to come out and out the government.
Right.
And she's fought really hard for this. And thank God she succeeded in it and has opened up the eyes of the entire world that our government is not to be trusted.
And that's very true. And the thing about it is so many people have both of you to thank. We need to take a quick break, but we've got to talk about the future. We've got to talk about how to turn this around and what the situation holds for both Malibu and for Flint, which reflects on the whole country on a number of different situations that really are in common with what you two, Jennifer and Leanne, are fighting for. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
News, talk, evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes. You are listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC, and we are talking about the environment. We are talking specifically about what is going on in the Malibu High School and Juan Cabrillo School, the campuses in the Santa Monica Malibu School District with levels of PCBs that are just unacceptable, the EPA doing very little, of course, the district doing very little, and we are also talking about similar situations going on in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, regarding the lead-tainted water, which a lot of people have heard about, most people have. It's got national attention. We have Leanne Walters, who has spearheaded the cause in Flint, Michigan. We have Jennifer DeNicola, the president of America Unites for Kids. And this Friday night, Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber are presenting America Unites for Kids Champion of Children's Award Gala. And Leanne Walters is one of the honorees, along with U.S. Congressman Ted Lieu and Oscar De La Torre of the school board. And there's going to be special guest speaker Ken Cook, who's the founder and president of Environmental Working Group, and celebrity DJ Patsy Palmer as they dance the night away. You are looking forward, Jennifer, to having Leanne here in the L.A. area for this event.
Yes, we are. It's nice. We've been talking on the phone for quite a long time. I can't wait to spend time with her in person. But, you know, we are really grateful to Cindy and Randy, who have been steadfast supporters of America Unites for Kids since our inception. You know, we're up against a school district that spent over $10 million to keep toxic PCBs in our schools and an EPA that has ignored the law and off-the-chart test results just like they did in Flint. And those that we're honoring are really, to me, they're true American heroes. They are compassionate and brave and honorable, and they have a moral compass that points them to truth and justice. And, you know, we don't have a lot of that, as we were talking about earlier in our politics, but there are some good ones, like U.S. Congressman Ted Lieu.
Right. And Leanne, from your perspective, I'm sure you would echo Jennifer's sentiments. Tell us, you know, how you feel about it. I know it's rewarding, but you don't do this just for the rewards, do you?
No, I do this for the truth and to make sure people are safe. That's my goal. I don't ever want to see another city go through what Flint did or another child poisoned by lead and water because people aren't doing their job. And you know, EPA did not protect us in Flint, and the EPA is not protecting the people in Malibu. We all have to get informed and speak out and take actions for ourselves. I mean, I'm grateful to be given the honor, but I'm really coming to Malibu to commend the parents for taking a stand and stepping up to protect their kids when the government won't. We're moms on a mission. We're parents on a mission.
And that makes a whole lot of sense. And, you know, it's not only about trying to get them to do the right thing, and not only the politics, it's really a human story. It's something that we all owe to each other, and why there are cover-ups and why money is not being spent in the right areas. Both of you have said that if they would have put the money, the funding in to protecting the people's health, none of this would come to this as it has. In fact, Jennifer, isn't it true that the head of the EPA in this district in Region 9 recently stepped down?
Yeah, he did. He stepped down a couple weeks before our superintendent stepped down. And he's got 9 more months left before President Obama leaves office, who he was appointed by, and happens to be a couple weeks before, you know, we go to trial on this PCB issue. It's also after Gavin Newsom said that, you know, he's been talking to his friend Jared Blumenfeld, and he's not listening. He's not. He's really disappointed in what he said.
So the head of the school steps down. Then we have what's his name?
Jared Blumenfeld. He is the EPA Region 9 Administrator.
Environmental Protection Agency. The guy who's in charge of that area is stepping down. Okay.
He was one of our named witnesses in my last trial, actually.
Yeah, this is just so
true.
Ridiculous. Parents, listen to this. You know, here's my PSA for the day. Get your kids out of the Malibu school district.
Oh, Carrie.
No, this is ridiculous. You know, it's like those people that stayed with the gas leak up in, you know, up there.
Porter Ranch.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Get your kids out of the school. Homeschool them. If you can't homeschool them, put them somewhere else. There are always moms that will take the kids for this day, kids for that day. You can always find groups like that. Stop being irresponsible. Stop putting your head in the sand and do something about this. This is ridiculous. And how dare you go after them in 10 years when your kids are sick? You have no, you know, at that point,
boy.
I'm sorry, you've got no rights.
Okay. All right. Now, thank
sorry
you for that PSA.
I'm a little angry.
I just want to talk. We only have a few more minutes. I just want to talk briefly about a little different approach. Jennifer.
Keep your kids in school.
And I'm going to ask Leanne. I'm going to ask you. Leanne. I'm going
to
ask you the same thing. This is not a laughing matter, as I always tell my clients.
All right.
What can we do within the boundaries of the law? How can we make this work? I want to hear from both Leanne and Jennifer in their respective situations, because we can talk about the rhetoric. We can talk about the hyperbole. Bottom line is people need to hear what needs to be done.
You know, I'll...
Okay.
Leanne, why don't you start?
Okay. So I have made it my personal mission that I'm going to get the lead and copper rule changed so where the loopholes that they use are illegal and so that this does not happen. If they would have changed, the kids in Washington, D.C. were poisoned from 2001 to 2006, and the CDC and the EPA covered it up. Okay? If they'd have changed the laws then when those kids were harmed, Flint would look much different today.
Yeah.
So we need to change lead and copper rules. People need to understand that just because you're being told by your utility or by your city that your water is safe, if they're using these loopholes, no, your kids are not safe. Not if they're using loopholes to hide and minimize what's in there.
That's a great message, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. We are promoting right now testing in all schools. Every school should identify the PCBs, know where they are. There's no way to protect a kid from the toxins in school if you do not investigate and figure out where they are and separate the PCBs from kids. Sticking your head in the sand is an unacceptable decision, period. And the EPA's been doing it. Our school districts are doing it. We're going to raise awareness. We're going to get everybody to know what's going on.
And our politicians have as well. Don't forget about
them. Our politicians are working on it.
You know,
do you want to hear a scary statistic?
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I can only verify at this point right now that 11 states test in accordance to the law.
Wow, that's crazy. That is why our country is in the situation it is with the politicians and with the upcoming election. The event is May 20th, Friday night. Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber present American Unites for Kids Champion of Children's Award Gala. They will be honoring Leanne Walters and others. Of course, Leanne, congratulations on the Freedom of Expression Courage Award, which you will be receiving next week in New York. Congratulations on that. We look forward to welcoming you here, and congratulations on all your great work you're doing for the community of Flint and others.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being here again. We will stay in touch. Let's hope that all of your hard work pays off. You have been just an angel for so many people and the heroine. So you deserve all the credit, and good luck on Friday on the big event.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, the trial.
And the trial on Tuesday.
We can't forget about the trial. Thanks.
Fingers crossed.
We're fingers crossed. We are on Saturday at 2 p.m. every week with shows just like this. Don't miss next week. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.